You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Carrie Klein. At a press conference the day after the shooting, Fresno Police Chief Andy Hall announced he had created a so-called Asian Gang Task Force, even though he was careful to also say there was no clear evidence the shooting was gang-related. Members of Southeast Asian communities have since questioned why the police made the implicit association without definitive proof. To try to understand why, I sat down with three Fresno police officers, Lieutenant Steve Card of the gang-fighting Magic Team and Lieutenant Stephen Viveros and Corporal Ying Vang of the Southeast Policing District. So, Lieutenant Card, I wanted to begin with you. You're a Metro Commander with the Magic Team, which handles gang-related crime. So, earlier this week, Police Chief Andy Hall announced the creation of what he called the Asian Gang Task Force. Can you explain what that does?
Well, MAGIC is the multi-agency gang enforcement consortium. We've been in place as a multi-agency gang task force in Fresno City and Fresno County for 22 years. And our role in this task force is to look at gang activity, specifically with Asian gangs, and to be proactive in monitoring any gang activity and then taking appropriate enforcement action, and also looking at any potential gang ties to this horrible homicide shooting with multiple people shot and killed over the weekend. So we have not established a direct gang tie at this point, but it's something that we are looking at as a potential avenue.
Okay, great. And so why does this group, this task force, specifically target Asian gangs when MAGIC already exists? I mean, does it fit within the MAGIC team or is it kind of a separate task force?
Well, you know, the task force really is designed to address this specific quadruple homicide and shooting where 10 people were shot, unfortunately. And as part of that, the gang investigation and that part of the task force is what I'm responsible for. Now, in addition to this specific task force in a broader scope, you know, we are focused on any gang activity, gang crime in the city, and then where the Asian gangs come in terms of our focus is we are going to be ahead of any potential gang problems that could arise with a lot of folks from our Southeast Asian community here in Fresno during the Hmong New Year. We don't have specific information leading us to believe that there's going to be a gang problem. It's just an area of focus that we want to make sure that we're ahead of.
So I had understood that this new task force was not actually investigating last Sunday's shooting, but you're saying that it actually is doing some investigation related to that?
Yeah, the task force is created to address this recent quadruple homicide. The gang component is a part of that to look at. It doesn't mean that we have established a gang nexus. It's just a portion that we are looking at to see if there's any gang ties. And really the reason for that is that we have had a increase in Asian gang shootings, and the nature of this crime has some indicators that this is a potential motive. We haven't determined what the motive is yet, but if you look at a incident where you have unknown suspects open fire on a group and 10 people are shot, that typically could be an indicator of a gang-motivated shooting. It's our job to determine whether that was the case. And at this point, you know, we are working on information gathering and trying to determine what the motive of the shooting was.
Okay, now I want to turn to you, Lieutenant Viveros. And so this shooting took place in Southeast Fresno. I wanted to ask you, what has crime looked like historically in that region of the city, and what has been changing recently?
In that neighborhood, historically, crime has been down. It really wasn't on our radar. Violent crime involving Southeast Asian community, really, we hadn't seen an uptick until recently. So it was historically down for the most part.
And so then, Lieutenant Card and many other police officers have kind of referenced an uptick, a rise in crime recently in that part of the city. You know, what exactly does that entail? What are you observing?
We noted multiple shootings involving suspects described as Southeast Asian males. Again, the motive has to be looked into to see if it is gang-related. There are some indicators that they are not, that it may be committed by a Southeast Asian suspect. However, the victim is not Southeast Asian. So it doesn't, we can't link them together to be gang related or gang motivated at that point. So there's no pattern to be established that we could point in that direction.
And seeing a crime that is committed by, you know, an Asian or a Southeast Asian male, why does that necessarily imply that there is gang involvement?
It doesn't. And it doesn't, just because the suspect is Southeast Asian, doesn't not mean that that person is gang related or it's gang motivated. It's just an indicator of the suspect. So at this point, not unless we establish a witness's corroboration evidence to suggest that the suspect is involved in a criminal street gang, then we could title that as being gang related or gang motivated. It's not fair to clump a specific race and say that they're gang members just because they're suspects.
And so has there been historic gang violence in Southeast Fresno? And have they been Asian Americans or Southeast Asians?
There have been of all races. And we have Hispanic gangs, we have black gangs, we have Southeast Asian gangs, we have white gangs, we have outlaw motorcycle gangs. It's Southeast Fresno is the most diverse area in the city of Fresno. We are as large as Visalia. In population, we're actually larger. And we run the full gamut of every race. So we see it from all direction.
And so I know that the Captain Hall was very careful with his language earlier this week to not say outright that this shooting was gang-related. You've said here that you're investigating whether it could have been. But of course, it's hard not to make that association when they're being discussed right alongside each other. So was that the intent, to kind of associate the shooting and perhaps the Hmong community along with gang violence?
No, I can't speak for the chief, what his intent was. I didn't see the entire press conference. I haven't been advised of whether or not what the reasoning was about that.
Yeah, if I could chime in on some of the issues on the gang side of it, I wanted to make it clear, too, that, you know, like Lieutenant Viveros said, we do have gangs in our community, and they are comprised of different groups from different neighborhoods. And in this case, you know, we are looking at, with respect to gang activity, gang crime, we look at behavior, not race. And we investigate gang crimes based upon the makeup of the community and the suspects that are described to us involving gang crime. And it's specifically focused on behavior, activity, and criminal activity, not race. So we don't target people or profile people based on their race. It's based on their behavior. And with respect to Southeast Asian gangs, you know, historically we've had some significant gang violence in the city, which I'm sure you're aware of, that have been involved with Asian gangs. More recently, the Southeast Asian gangs in our community have been relatively quiet in the grand scheme of things. So they've comprised probably less than 10% of our gang-related shootings this year. But when we see a potential uptick in any group that's involving gangs, we pay attention and we respond accordingly. And so if you look at how many homicides are committed in our city and understand that the majority of those homicides do involve gang members in some manner, you know, that there's an underlying factor there that involves gang members, then when we have a murder, we're obviously going to look at a gang issue being a potential factor. Now, sometimes in these cases, when we have gang-related murders, it's not strictly a rival gang versus another rival gang homicide, but it could be a homicide based on a personal vendetta or some sort of issue, but the parties involved happen to be gang members, because gang members in society are more likely to be violent, more likely to be engaged in, you know, criminal acts involved in violence or settle disputes with violence more so than your average population.
And just to add to the behavior portion of the gang affiliation, we do have other races in Hispanic, predominantly Hispanic gangs, such as Bulldog gangs. We've had African Americans in Bulldog gangs. We've had Middle Eastern subjects in bulldog gangs. Same thing with Southeast Asian gangs. We've had African American in these gangs validated with tattoos, and they confirm that yes, they're part of that gang. So it's not necessarily based on race. Also, we've had white subjects in African American gangs. So it's cross race, cross culture. It's a lifestyle.
Whether or not this mass shooting does have the hallmarks of gang crime, it does seem like a jump to immediately, launch this task force specifically to target Asian gangs. You know, does that seem like an extreme association to make immediately without, it seems, really solid evidence that these were committed by Southeast Asian gangs?
Well, I'll speak to that. I don't believe that's your statement. I don't believe that's accurate at all. I don't agree with that statement. I don't mean to be confrontational about that. I just want to be clear that the task force has been formed to address this quadruple homicide and a mass shooting with 10 individuals that were shot. Unfortunately, four are deceased. A part of the task force component is looking at if there is a gang nexus, and also to address in a broader sense any activity involving Asian gangs, because we've seen a recent uptick. And so that's the issue. I think what some folks are doing is really zeroing in and focusing on this Asian gang component when we don't know that the victims were targeted because of any gang involvement at this point. It's just one factor that we're looking at.
Okay, and then I want to turn to Corporal Vang here. So you're also in the Southeast Policing District here with Fresno PD.
Yes.
And also of Hmong descent. You know, first off, how common is it to have police officers of Hmong descent here?
We have, I think, about 13, 14 police officers that's actually Hmong in the city of Fresno, as in the police department. So it's not that common, but we're here. We're here for the community.
And tell me about your role here in the Southeast Policing District.
Well, I work day shift. I am assigned at Southeast Substation. Immediate, right after the shooting occurred, they immediately found out that it's Hmong descent that was involved in the shootings and needs translation. So Captain Martinez, district commander down Southeast, automatically dispatched a couple of us that was not on duty to assist on the investigation, basically trying to build a gap, build the trust between us and the relationship between the victims and the witnesses, and things like that.
Yeah, and talk more about the role of cultural competency, either in, you know, kind of regular everyday policing, but also in responding to a tragedy like this.
It's hard. It's hard because you got the cultural differences, the not knowing the laws and the systems, and it takes a little while to just sit down with the families and explain to them the process. Why you can't see the victim at this point, this is the process, these are the trusts, and you build that gap. Especially after a tragedy like this, and you just be patient, and they have a lot of questions that they want to be answered, but it's just better if you are the same culture and you understand the culture and you speak the same language. So that makes a big difference.
Yeah, indeed. And so, you know, I'm curious about what you've been hearing from the Hmong community. And so, you know, in some of my reporting on this issue, as Lieutenant Card said, a lot of folks are focusing on this, you know, kind of the word Asian in this task force name. And I think from what I've been hearing, part of that reason is that a lot of folks worry that this is kind of perpetuating a stereotype within the Hmong or Southeast Asian community. You know, do you feel that this could perpetuate a stereotype here?
Yes. The Hmong people are, majority of us are peaceful, farming, community, hard worker, education is the most important thing. This is a shocker to all the Hmong community, not just Fresno, but throughout the United States. I get a lot of calls, and I think everybody gets a lot of calls, says, why has this happened? And this is the time that we all have to come together and just listen to each other and just trust the process. And that's my job, and Lieutenant Viveros and Captain Martinez assigned me to that district or at that location, and I've been going out there knocking on doors, talking to the elderly, and explain to them the process. And if they need any assistance, they feel free to call me direct, working closely with the Southeast District. Anything that we could do to help them, we're just doing a lot of outreach, a lot of talking, a lot of communication, a lot of things that in the community that they just don't understand the process.
So what are the next steps here in investigating this shooting and with this new task force that's been formed?
Well, I'll speak to that. You know, we're early in the investigation. We are actively working leads, and this involves a variety of perspectives from the investigative side, not just the gang component, but primarily, you know, this investigation is headed up by our homicide bureau. We have very capable experts in this area that are investigating the incident, and it's an all hands on deck investigation. So you have multi facets of the, you know, homicide investigation. And so we're at the information gathering stage, we're running down leads, and we're making progress on the case.
Are we any closer to finding any suspects?
Well, we're making progress, like I said. I can't share specific details, obviously, but we are rest assured that we are making progress, and I'm confident that we'll move this investigation forward and identify the persons involved, the persons responsible, and hold them accountable.
All right. Well, Lieutenant Card, Lieutenant Viveros, and Corporal Vang, thank you all so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.